Section 1. Crystal Basics. Crystals. Crystals are one of the Earth's most magical gifts. Natural solids made from minerals, they are formed in the Earth's surface. Shaman and medicine people have used crystals for thousands of years. Mystics believe that inside each crystal, there is both a story and a spiritual message to tell, which is easy to believe when you consider that many crystals have been nestled within the Earth's crust for millions of years. Almost every ancient civilization since the beginning of time has used crystals, whether it be for healing, offerings, or as protective talismans. To understand how crystals work, you can look to magical, mystical, and scientific explanations. Although there are many different colors, shapes, and sizes of crystals, each type of crystal has a precise atomic arrangement and orderly structure. Crystals work through the human energy system, or through the chakras and aura. By working on the energy system, they can affect healing within the physical body. The energy that they emit remains at a constant frequency. Whenever a crystal is placed on an area of the body that emits a lower frequency, the crystal encourages the body to match its higher frequency. So if you think about it, crystals can help to lift your energy. Crystals are identified by their color, crystal habit, mineral composition, and their degree of hardness. The degree of hardness of each crystal can be found on the Mohs scale of mineral hardness. Scientific evidence. You might be surprised to know that without crystals, there would be no rockets, lunar landers, Mars rovers, or guidance systems. Crystals have also made the digital world a reality. You'll find quartz in your cell phone, computer, and tablets. The letters LCD stand for liquid crystal display, and in all of these devices, you'll find a silicon processor chip. Silicon is the element that is derived from silicate minerals, otherwise known as quartz, which is found in the Earth's crust. One way that crystals work is through the human energy system, the chakras, and the aura to affect healing within the physical body. Crystals also enhance the placebo effect because they change the chemicals in the brain, which help make you feel better. This is something that occurs in any type of healing process. Crystals have been used as tools for balance, enlightenment, and empowerment. If you believe that crystals are going to help you, there is a good chance that they will. Whereas the opposite holds true. If you don't believe in the healing power of crystals, they probably won't work for you. Given that the silicon chip in a computer can store several hundred gigabytes of information, it might not be so inconceivable that a crystal can transform other energies as well. However, for crystals to work, you have to approach them with an open mind and willingness to work with them to accomplish your goals. Choosing crystals. With so many different crystals to choose from, you might find yourself a little overwhelmed. One way to go about choosing crystals is to not think about it so much. Get out of your head and go by your intuition and your heart. When you pick up different crystals, some will feel light, while others will feel heavier. Quite often, it comes down to the color, shape, or size, or how you are feeling at the time, which can also be a good indicator of the crystal that you need at the moment. Listen to your intuition. It is more powerful than you realize. You might find yourself drawn to a few different crystals. At this moment, take a closer look to see the different layers, inclusions, imperfections, and flaws inside of each crystal. Think about which crystals appeal to you most. Consider which crystal you find the most beautiful. The more you look, the more you will find yourself drawn to one particular crystal. This is the crystal that is right for you. It is also important to know that different crystals will mean different things to different people. Just because one crystal is energizing for one person doesn't mean it will do the same for another. As you further learn about crystals, you will become more aware of why you were drawn to a particular crystal at different times. You'll also find that the same crystal can be used to magnify different energies for different situations. You might use a certain crystal to move you forward on one path, while using it at another time to help release you from past issues. The colors of crystals affect the wavelength of light, and that can, in turn, affect the healing and the psychological consequence. So crystals of the same variety might also show different properties, depending on the color. What to do with your crystal? Once you have your crystal, you will want to get to know it better. What this means is that you want to take some time to hold your crystal, touch it, and tune into its frequency. You'll want to look at its color, shape, and size. Think about any sensations or emotions that you experience when you are holding the crystal. Does the crystal make you feel happy, sad, or joyous? Your experience will be unique to you. Don't worry, if you don't feel anything when you are holding your crystal, that's okay too. It might take a while for a certain crystal to resonate with you, while other crystals, you will feel something right away. You may have crystals that you have placed around the house because they make you feel good. Try looking at them with new eyes and with an open heart. Crystals are a gift from Mother Earth. Open yourself to what may come from working with them. Hold the crystals and listen to them. Make them a part of your daily life. Surround yourself with crystal energy. Carry them and let yourself be guided by their ancient wisdom. As you learn more about crystals, you can enhance your crystal awareness with crystal grids, meditation, and crystal pendulums. Cleansing crystals. Crystals need to be cleansed for many reasons. Whenever you work with crystals, whether it be by yourself or with others, they absorb the energy from you, from other people, or from their environment. You'll also be able to see when the crystals need cleansing, as they will become dusty and will lose their sparkle, brightness, and even their color. Once crystals pick up energy from other places, they will eventually need to release it sooner or later, so you want to be sure and cleanse them properly so you aren't picking up energy that comes from somewhere else. Earth. Bury your crystal in the earth and leave it there for 1 to 2 weeks or for a moon cycle. You can bury it when the moon is full and remove when it's the new moon. Incense. Use frankincense, sage, or sandalwood smoke to waft over your crystal. Moonlight. Use to cleanse your crystals. Simply leave in the moonlight overnight. Crystals especially like the new moon or a full moon. Running water. One of the easiest ways to cleanse crystals is by running them underwater. But you don't want to do this with water-soluble crystals. A natural spring, stream, or river is the ideal source, but tap water will also work. To cleanse in water, hold the crystal under the flow of the water for 1 or 2 minutes. You may cleanse the crystal longer if the crystal hasn't been cleansed in a while or it has been working overtime. Sage smudge sticks. Sage is an excellent crystal cleanser. Make sure you have something underneath to catch any falling embers. An abalone seashell works well. Light the smudge stick and, using the smoke, waft it over your crystals. You can direct the smoke with your hand or a feather. This is also a way to use the four elements to include the earth, sage, air, feather, fire, smoke, and water, shell, sound. One way to remove any unwanted energy from crystals is with sound. You can remove unwanted energy that is stuck to crystals with the Tsingshe Tibetan symbols. These symbols essentially shake the crystal on a molecular level with a vibration which shakes off the unwanted energy. You can also remove unwanted energy with Tibetan bowls, chanting, or drumming to create similar cleansing effects. Sunlight. Leave your crystal in the sunlight. This is also a good way to dry the crystals after cleaning in the water. You may also cleanse your crystals in the sunlight, but you want to be sure and not leave quartz in direct sunlight, especially crystal spheres, as they will focus the sun's rays and can start a fire. Some crystals, such as amethyst, may fade if left in direct sunlight for extended periods of time. A dusty crystal will not work as effectively as it blocks the sunlight, which will reduce the number of photons that the crystal can focus. To remove dust, you can also lightly brush with a soft brush, such as a small paintbrush or a makeup brush. Whichever way you choose to cleanse your crystals, you want to do so with a clear mind and focus on what you were doing. You want to concentrate on your intent and be sure to take your time, as it is not something that you want to rush. Common crystal formations and shapes. Animals. A connection to a pet, spirit animal, or totem with a movement or flow of energy that brings the qualities of the specific animal to the energy. An example is a bear with energy that influences healing, protection, strength, tranquility, and wisdom. Other crystal animals you might find include birds, boars, butterflies, deer, dolphins, dragons, dragonflies, eagles, elephant, fox, frog, lions, unicorns, whales, and more. Cluster. A crystal cluster occurs when several crystal points grow together on a matrix. A crystal cluster vibrates at even higher energy than a single crystal by directing the energy in multiple directions. Clusters are good for work with families, groups, and teamwork. They cleanse the energy of any room. Cube. There are several crystals that are found in the cubic formation. Cubic crystals are associated with a root chakra. By placing a cubic crystal formation in each corner of a room, you will help to ground, protect, and seal the energy of that space. Cubic formations offer reliable, solid support. The energy in this crystal is equally distributed on the sides, but can be more focused on the corners. These crystals are good building blocks which support any type of healing or project. Geode. Geode crystals are spherical to subspherical rock structures with an internal cavity that warmed with mineral materials. They have a durable outer wall that is more resistant to weathering than the surrounding bedrock. The mineral lining the geode cavity is often full of tiny quartz crystals that may be underlain by multiple bands of translucent gray and white agate. Geodes are great in meditation rooms, creating a focus within the hollow space of the rock, which amplifies as it travels out of the room. Harmonizers. Crystal harmonizers are polished into cylindrical shapes to hold during meditation. These tools have been used since the ancient Egyptian times to cure energy blocks and imbalances. To use, hold one cylindrical crystal in the left hand, yin, and the one in the right hand, yang, so your spiritual vitality will be invigorated and balance restored. Heart. Heart-shaped crystals are reminders that you are always surrounded by love. They are helpful at attracting love from others and nourishing yourself with love from within. Obelisk. Obelisk crystals are useful as a connection between the physical and spiritual worlds, directing the energy towards the sky. Points. Crystal points are one of the most popular crystal shapes. They are commonly used and beneficial to work with. They are useful for manifestation, helping to manifest your dreams and intentions when directed up to the universe. Pyramids. Pyramids are one of the most powerful crystal tools for both amplifying and manifesting energy. This crystal shape has been used by ancient civilizations, most notably the Egyptians. The ancient Egyptians believed that the pyramids symbolized the sun's rays. Used in healing and meditation, they enhance the size of energy fields and focus the energy at each of its points, specifically at the top. Spheres. Crystal spheres allow for the energy to emit in all directions. The perfect symmetry of the crystal sphere brings about balance and peace into any environment it is in. They are useful for meditation. Hold the sphere crystal in your hand for a deep sense of wholeness, as if you were holding the world in your hand. Spheres equally spread energy all around any space. Tumbled stones. Tumbled stones are one of the easiest ways to start your crystal collection. They are readily available and can usually be found at reasonable prices. The good news is, for that minimal investment, you can benefit significantly from these pocket-sized crystals. The size of these crystals makes them perfect to fit in your pocket, in your bra, placed inside your car, on your office desk, or tucked underneath your pillow. Use a different tumbled stone each day of the week to get your daily crystal energy. How to identify crystals. The thing that makes each crystal unique and special is their dynamic composition, made up of highly structured patterns of molecules known as lattices. The crystal pattern repeats itself over and over again. Shapes and facets with particular types of symmetry are created. In crystal identification, crystals are categorized into several types of shapes, which influence their aesthetic and energetic properties. This unique geometric crystal lattice is how crystals are identified, and means that some crystals, like aragonite, may have different forms and colors, which may at first glance not look like the same crystal. But because the internal structure of the crystal is identical, it is classified as the same crystal. It is the structure of a crystal and not the mineral or minerals in the crystal that is crucial to crystal classification. The mineral content in particular crystals may vary slightly, and that is what gives the crystal its unique color. A crystal is symmetrical along an axis. Crystals' regular external planes are an outward expression of its internal order. Each matching pair of faces has exactly the same angles. Crystals are built from one of the seven possible geometric forms to include triangles, squares, rectangles, hexagons, rhomboids, parallelograms, or trapeziums. These forms lock together into a variety of potential crystal shapes, which will have generic names that are based on their internal geometry. A collection of squares form a cubic crystal, rectangles a tetragonal crystal, and triangles a trigonal. At the heart of a crystal is the atom and its component parts. An atom is dynamic, consisting of particles that are rotating around a center and in constant motion. So, although a crystal from the outside may look tranquil, it is actually a molecular mass that is vibrating at a certain frequency. This is what gives crystals their energy. With thousands of different varieties of crystals ranging in color, chemical composition, and structure, there is an endless array of crystals to choose. There are several ways that crystals are identified to include astrology, color, intention, and chakras. Astrology. When you combine astrology with crystals, it has the potential to take your inner wisdom to a whole new energetic level. You might choose crystals for your astrological sign and let it guide you on your journey. Aries. Complement the fiery and passionate nature of Aries with carnelian, a bright orange sunstone that boosts creativity and blocks negative energy. Citrine is a crystal that enhances the ambitious and creative nature of Aries with its ability to increase the clarity of thought and purpose. Taurus. Pyrite is a crystal that brings abundance and prosperity, which complements the practical side of the Taurus astrological sign. Taurus is also ambitious, which makes the carnelian a great stone for its confidence-boosting properties. Gemini. Rutilated quartz helps keep the dynamic personality of Gemini in balance by connecting them to their higher selves. A heart chakra stone, jade is a stone that brings harmony to the mind and emotions of Gemini, which have the tendency to quickly go from happy to serious. Cancer. Moonstone helps to bring out the intuitive and sensitive nature of the Cancer sign. Red jasper also supports the emotional and sensitive Cancer by boosting endurance and stamina. Abalone shell reconnects the nurturing Cancer with the tides of the ocean. Leo. Garnet is an excellent crystal for the proud lion who loves to be in the spotlight. It helps to ignite the fiery passion within the heart of the ambitious Leo. Tiger's eye helps to manifest feelings of confidence and inner strength. Virgo. This intelligent and detail-oriented sign gets a boost of confidence and determination from red jasper, which has a grounding and stabilizing effect on the root chakra. This sign tends to be overly critical on both themselves or the people in their lives, and kyanite helps to balance these negative impulses. Libra. When Libra is pulled in several directions, lapis lazuli can help with decision-making and staying focused. Citrine is also beneficial for Libras who strive for peace and harmony, adding a ray of sunshine and optimism to the spirit. Scorpio. The moodiest and unpredictable sign in the zodiac, Scorpios need calming stones like amethyst to balance emotions. Malachite also helps speed up emotional healing, while citrine brings a boost of joy and light into the heart chakra. Sagittarius. The curious mind of the Sagittarian could use a little bronzite in their lives, especially for its energizing energy that encourages spiritual transformations. The grounding and stabilizing energy of citrine helps the on-the-go Sagittarius signs to reconnect with their roots. Capricorn. This ambitious and determined sign needs energy that boosts the life force, like garnet, a redstone that invigorates the root chakra. The ethereal quality of azurite also helps balance the sometimes overly practical and conservative nature of Capricorns. Aquarius. A sociable air sign, Aquarians should rock out with aquamarine, a stone that boosts the community spirit by encouraging clear and effective communication. The stubborn nature of the Aquarius can also benefit from yellow jasper, which helps heal old emotional wounds that are blocking the heart chakra. Pisces. A water sign like Pisces should try pairing up with aquamarine, which stimulates the heart chakra. For the sensitive Pisces, chrysocolla rocks at soothing heartache because it encourages the expression of emotions. Amethyst also helps rejuvenate the spirit. Color. Colors are another following crystal identification method. In fact, crystals are often identified according to their color because of the link with specific healing properties. The color blue, for example, has a gentle and soothing quality, while red is usually associated with desire and passion. In the gemstone world, colors are also linked with certain types of crystals and how they are used for specific chakras, which are designated energy centers in the body. Crystal identification by color can be challenging for some crystals such as calcite, fluorite, and tourmaline, among others, since they come in a variety of colors. In that case, you should refer to a crystal book or a crystal directory that categorizes the crystals by color and includes a photo of the crystal. The following are some popular crystals organized by color. Black. Associated with mystery, power, and protection, with commonly available black crystals to include black obsidian, black tourmaline, hematite, jet, and onyx. Blue. A relaxing and tranquil color, blue crystals are great for emotional and physical balancing. Commonly found blue crystals include angelite, aquamarine, celestite, and lapis lazuli. Blue crystals also include apatite, azurite, blue chalcedony, blue lace agate, and chrysocolla. Brown. Associated with the earth and trees, brown crystals help to absorb negative energy. Benefit from earth healing with brown crystals to include brown jasper, petrified wood, smoky quartz, and tiger's eye. yellow and gold. The color of the sun, yellow and gold crystals represent joy and optimism. Bring some sunshine into your life with amber citrine, gold topaz, yellow jasper, and yellow tiger's eye. Gold crystals are also a symbol of power and wealth and include gold and pyrite. Green. Activate and clear your heart chakra with green crystals, which have a balancing and healing effect on the emotions. Bring good fortune and prosperity into your life with aventurine, emerald, green fluorite, jade, and malachite, considered the lucky charms of the crystal world. Orange. A power color, orange crystals awaken the passion within the spirit. Capture the spirit of the sun with aragonite, carnelian, copper, orange calcite, and sunstone. Pink. The color of compassion and love, pink crystals such as rose quartz and rhodochrosite are heart energizers and openers. Other pink crystals include lepidolite, pink sapphire, and pink tourmaline. Gray. The color of moonlight, gray or silver crystals reflects the expansiveness of the universe, which gives them protective qualities. Gray crystals such as hematite and moonstone have a silvery finish that evokes a starry night sky, a subtle yet powerful influx of light that helps to cleanse your spirit. Purple. The color of enlightenment and intuition, purple crystals such as amethyst and cherryite help to balance the emotions with relaxing and soothing energy. The crystalline structure of purple crystals makes them powerful energy amplifiers, especially when combined with other heart chakra stones. Red. The color of passion and life force energy, red stones such as garnet, ruby, and red tiger's eye have a grounding and warming energy that helps support the root chakra. White. Representing purity and transformation, white crystals such as clear quartz and selenite make excellent healing tools, especially when incorporated into healing layouts and crystal grids. Intention. Setting an intention forces you to get clear on the goal you have for yourself. Use crystals to help bring your intuitions to fruition. This practice aligns your spirit and crystal with the energy of your intention. That way, the crystal continues to be a visual and energetic reminder of what you want to accomplish. When you feel yourself swaying back into your old habits, connect with your crystal to help you get back on track. Take your intentions to the next level when you search for crystals based on what you need in your life from moment to moment. Crystal jewelry is an excellent way to have constant access to the balancing and grounding properties of crystals. The following are just a few examples of crystals you can use for specific intentions. To add more passion and creativity into your life, carnelian makes an excellent spiritual companion on any creative journey. Lapis lazuli was a favorite stone of Cleopatra, a protective crystal that guards the heart against bad energy. Blue lace agate is also beneficial to creative types because it is a crystal that enhances your ability to openly express the thoughts of your heart and mind. If you're seeking success and wealth, look for bracelets or necklaces that are made with citrine and other yellow gemstones. Yellow is the color of sunlight, optimism, and fresh, light-filled energy. Green stones like aventurine and jade make great good luck charms as necklaces or as single crystals in your crystal collection. For unconditional love, pink gemstones like rose quartz and rhodochrosite give you the power to see relationships with both compassion and understanding. Chakras. Gemstones are also associated with chakras, which are specific energy centers in the body. There are 7 chakras, and each one is linked with certain emotions, which is why crystals are effective in clearing and activating these energetic pathways. Crown chakra. Located at the top of the head, the crown chakra is where enlightenment and transcendence occurs. Brow or third eye chakra. Located in the center of the eyebrows, the third eye is associated with intuition and the wisdom of the higher self. Throat chakra. Located in the center of the throat chakra supports clear and effective communication. Heart chakra. Located in the center of the chest, when this energy center is activated and cleansed, the energetic body will begin to radiate love of all kinds. Solar plexus chakra. Located behind the soft cartilage at the bottom of the breastbone, associated with emotional control, personal power, and physical center. Sacral chakra. Located just below your belly button, associated with creativity, energy storage, and connection to other people. Root chakra. At the coccyx at the base of the spine, associated with the connection to earth, abundance, health, survival, and moving forward in life.